Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. There's good news and bad news coming out of Sri Lanka. First, the good news. An Asian Access partner planted a church, and it was growing. And now, the bad news. A2's Adrian DeVisser says on January 5th, militant Buddhists threatened to kill the pastor and his family, and they burned the church down. There have been no arrests yet. Despite the risk, he's staying put because now is the time his congregation needs him most.
Almost 100% of the believers in the church, which is not a very large church, they are all people from other faiths. Pray for their faith that the persecution will not discourage them, but rather strengthen their walk to God. Pray for our leader that he will be able to give leadership to his own people. He himself is a new believer.
And if you're looking to go on a missions trip this year, you'll want to hear this. Frontiers USA is accepting applications for their 2017 short-term missions trips and internship opportunities. They've got 7 different trips open right now, doing things like serving refugees in Sicily, teaching English within a Muslim culture in an African country, or serving unengaged Muslims in Southeast Asia, just to name a few.
What we really want is to provide an opportunity for God to work on the vision of serving Muslims.
That's Teresa Gibson with Frontiers USA. She says serving Muslims in the name of Jesus Christ has a deep spiritual impact, both on those being served and those serving. And ultimately, it's about giving believers a passion for lifelong ministry and proclaiming Jesus wherever you are. Get the details at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries, listeners supported by people just like you. We're partnering with Slava Gospel Association to offer a free devotional written by a woman for women. It's called My Father's House by Ruth Dynica Erdell. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.